You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Chummy likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, let's start out. Because we certainly will get to plenty of the Cleveland Browns coverage with their big win on
Friday. You bet
Friday.
Your ass.
But another weekend and
Lima Lights.
Another series win for your Cleveland Guardians. Ladies and gentlemen, they have crawled, scratched, done whatever it has taken to get to within a half a game of a wild card spot. What are they, behind the Yankees?
Yep.
Oh boy, it was so fun to see over the weekend. A lot of the derision out there from the New York and national baseball writers going, hey, has anybody seen what the Guardians are doing? Has anybody seen the Guardians' payroll compared to the Yankees' payroll? Same thing happened when we swept the New York Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And it just led me to the conclusion that nobody's happy with their baseball teams because nobody was happy here in Cleveland. Now the Mets fans aren't happy. The Yankees fans aren't happy. Who's happy? Who are the teams that are happy as the Guardians took 2 out of 3? Now, we weren't very happy yesterday because finally we had a rough starting pitching game. We haven't had a lot of those. Ciccone, he got roughed up.
He did.
That one home run is still going. Was it 450 feet? It was insane.
It was a ways.
It's on the highway, probably.
Yeah, but you did get
Lima Lights.
Manzardo, another 2 home runs. He's up to 20. 20 home runs on the season.
He doesn't get to play all the games.
Doesn't get to play all the games, and there's still a lot of baseball left. And you're starting to see, you know, all year we've been talking about, hey, it's two bats. We got two bats in his lineup. They've had other guys that are shaping up to have a stretch run that I think is scaring the you-know-what out of some teams ahead of them in the wild.
A guy from Columbus recently that's pretty good at baseball.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, CJ Cephas.
That's another.
Lima Lights.
He had his first major league home run. And another guy that, hey, I don't know if he's going to bat this well the rest of the year, but this has been pretty impressive. Then they got some other news.
Lima Lights.
We might not be that far removed from seeing Bezzana.
Of course.
Who got the call up to AAA.
Yeah, he's in Columbus.
So, Kenny, I gave you a lot. I know it stunk that they lost yesterday.
Eh.
How are you feeling about the Guardians right now?
I feel by the end of the week they'll be in the wild card. I also feel that CJ Cephas did his job and hit it to where? Cephas Corner.
Do we have a Cephas Corner update? Is Mitch ready to go?
I think you kind of sprung it on him there.
You got to be ready for Cephas Corner.
Sprung.
You got to be ready for a Cephas Corner at any point.
It's true.
Ready.
It could be dropped in. What's the belt that in the WWE
you have to be 24/7?
The 24/7. Well, yeah. Cephas Corner is a 24/7 situation. We might call Mitch in the middle of the night, 3 a.m.
That's got to be the one belt you don't want to win.
Mitch is our truth.
So. Yeah.
I'm here if you need me.
24/7 belt, it's got to be the one belt you don't want to win. It just makes you paranoid at all times.
Exhausting.
Yes.
All right, Mitch, Cephas Corner, let's go.
In our current update of statistics, Colin Joseph Cephas is batting .269 on the season. As you mentioned, had a home run on Saturday against a left-hander, of all things. 5 RBIs currently in his short campaign, has 7 hits on his career and 26 at-bats.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Cephas Corner. Nice job, Mitch.
Thank you.
Young Mitch, we did get some rough news over the weekend. A lot of good music news. We got some rough news.
Lima no likes.
Rock and roll Hall of Famer, Chubby Checker, apparently, and who's been in studio.
He has. I have a picture with him.
He's been. What are you shaking your head, Kenny?
No, I'm not. I'm not shaking my head. I'm wondering where you're going.
You were absolutely shaking your head. I saw
Kenny's
you.
Kenny's doing a little chubby checking up on what this story
is. Yeah. What is this?
You Must Remember This is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He has decided that he is not going to perform, not even going to show up at the Hall of Fame. He has a gig. He scheduled a gig on the same day. He'd been bitching forever about not getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
It's like Michael Irvin. No, Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens had his own private ceremony.
That's right. Yep. I do remember that.
The Terrell Owens of music.
We had a very rough news. People that want to call these NASCAR drivers, not athletes, people that want to throw all sorts of shade at Kenny's number one sport.
It's not my number one sport.
Well, folks, you want to talk about guys being put in harm's way during the race?
Football's my number one sport.
Kenny, did you see over the weekend the rough news when it came to an Xfinity driver, Connor Zilich?
Yes.
Who, after winning the Pennzoil 250, vaunted Pennzoil 250.
At the Glen. Would it have been at the Glen?
Yes.
It's at the Glen.
The NASCAR race was.
Yes. Everything was at the Glen this week. There was a triple header. I believe the trucks race there as well. Just say it was at the Glen and move on. Yes.
I guess. This says at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Oh,
this is a picture. Wasn't. This is a picture of him winning. Anyway, this is what happened. Listen to the announcers. Sad stuff.
Seven victories, the youngest ever to reach seven career wins. Let's go down to Mobile One Victory Lane.
He went down on the cage stand.
Oh, my gosh, he fell.
He broke his collarbone. He got up, so...
I did not see any racing this week.
Yeah, well, did you see this?
No.
He did what they do. He gets out of the car, he stands up on top of the car, and then he kind of gets trapped.
His foot got... stuck when he went to turn.
Because you put the window net inside, never outside. Unless you're in a hurry to get the hell out of there.
They need to get a platform.
Yeah.
Like Swenson's has when you get a burger and you want to stay there.
Did his foot get caught? His foot got caught on the net,
didn't it? Well, his foot kind of went inside and then he couldn't get it out in time. I think it was.
This is a rough way to fall. He falls like a toddler that's just learning how to walk, falls down, and they trap themselves and broke his collarbone.
I'm glad he's okay.
So... we didn't even need to play the music for that one.
Nope.
Kenny, you want to talk about playing music? They were playing music in downtown Cleveland.
I'm alive.
Folks, this is just MGK City. Can we just...
I had no idea any of this was going on either.
It was a full weekend of activities in downtown Cleveland. They called it MGK Day, but it was MGK Weekend. It's been MGK Month. Shaquille O'Neal came in town for it. I butchered his name before the show. Oh, and the kids love him.
Drewski.
Drewski was here.
Lil Drewski.
I call him Lil Drewski. Is he little?
No.
He's
very
big. He's big. Is he?
Big dude.
Is he tall?
Well, I think he's on the shots now. Is he on the shots now?
He was at the ESPYs. He was still a good. A good sized individual.
All right, fine.
He might have slimmed up.
Thought he might have been on the shots.
We have debated MGK's placement as Cleveland's celebrity. Famous Clevelanders. Is he just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, Kenny? Because people get mad every time we bring it up.
I don't know why they get so mad.
People try to say he's not from Cleveland.
I don't know why they get so mad. But he is a heat-getting person. Obviously, he's a pretty big celebrity. Major star of music and was... can I say movies? I hated that. I hated that Motley Crue thing. Okay. I got 5 minutes into it. I go, nope, we're done here. The overacting, mm-mm. But everything else he's done.
Is that what the role called for, though?
I still think this last one, what he did, I think that was a spoof. Him singing into the mop.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I think that was a spoof.
I thought it was a parody. I thought it was obvious that it was a parody. Anyway,
he has one with a push room now.
I could not believe the amount of individuals that were
Swiffer.
Instagramming their weekend. There were after parties. I think that finally just ended about an hour ago. His final after party. That's it for Lima Likes.
Outstanding. Sorry, I was just so busy watching the replays of the touchdown pass to Caden Davis over the weekend.
Which one? You had two to choose.
Well, the first one was excellent.
A legitimate dime.
The first one was excellent. The second one was good, too. But the first one, oh, my gosh, what a throw.
You Must Remember This is the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.